bonus episode. I'm Andrew, and I'm a handsome policeman on a bus that has a bomb on it. Oh no! We are careening down the Los Angeles freeway, and I'm receiving instructions from the bomber on my cellular phone, which I am in turn relaying to the sexy lady who has taken over the driving of the bus. She's wearing a nice sundress, and I'm trying not to look at her legs in this high-pressure situation. It's Lucy!
Beep,
Lucy,
beep.
How are you going with the bus, considering that you don't drive?
Pretty good. I feel like I'm handling it. situation. It's not like you're giving me all the right instructions, telling me you've 50 miles per hour. You know, I'm figuring it out. I'm figuring it out on the fly.
It's mostly an attitude thing.
It's about your attitude. It's, you know, one of those things where it's like confidence. You just fake it till you make it, you know?
Fake it till you make it. And if you're in a situation where you're being told, ignore the stop sign, ignore the red light, ignore the lady with the pram. Mm.
Easy. A bunch of rules I don't have to learn about.
It is easier to ignore things than to pay attention to them.
Yeah. Mm.
That's so true.
So true.
Thanks.
Shrieking from one of the passenger seats is a tourist from Australia. He's wearing short shorts and a hat that says, if Bigfoot was real, which he is, he would not live in downtown LA. It's Ben. Ben, could you calm the fuck down?
Ah! Bloody hell. Oh, I'm sick of this shit. I just wanted to go and see the Bradbury building where they filmed Blade Runner and 500 Days of Summer.
Me and Lucy looking at each other saying, oh, are all these bloody dickheads from Australia the same? Oh.
Do they all love the Bradbury building?
And finally, on the phone, it's the nefarious terrorist who has informed me that if the bus goes below 51 miles per hour, it will explode. And if it goes over 50 miles per hour, it will explode. It's Theo. Theo, can you explain that?
Hey, yeah, right on the nose. Got to go 50. Not my problem.
But if I'm going over 50, it explodes.
Yeah, you got to go 50.
Yeah, but if I go below 51, explosion.
Oh, hang on. Let me just
You've
check.
Done that thing with your less than and greater than
yeah,
brackets
hang on,
again.
Let me just check that.
Yeah.
You guys might be fucked. Hang on.
You want the smaller number to eat the bigger number with a less than.
It's a crocodile.
Ooh, you're good at a crocodile. Yeah. Sorry, guys. This will work better with the next bus, I'm sure. Anyway, let me just activate that here. Do you reckon people in the 90s were freaks about sundresses? Like, you can't say the word sundress anymore.
I feel like sundress is a big 90s vibe, you know?
Really?
Yeah, but these days, you only really see it in a sentence that also includes
getting railed in.
Yeah.
I mean, I know I'm a freak about a lot of things, but I find them very funny. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
That 90s, In Speed, Sandra Bullock's got like the boots and white socks kind of deal as well.
Yeah, that's
she?
The real 90s look, huh?
Woo!
Hang on, let me just go, Sandra.
Ben, you want to come up here and take the wheel for
a minute? I got to visit Anna's house. That's one of the other filming locations from.
Oh. She's very hot in Speed. That was.
Yeah, that.
I feel like that was her big star making performance, wasn't it? That was the Sandra Bullock explosion.
Mm. Well, no, it didn't explode. That's the...
explosion.
She was successful.
It did, but they got
but
off
they
it
were,
before
They
it
got
exploded.
Off it, yeah, before yeah. In the yeah. airport or whatever.
Wherever it was.
Wherever it was. Yeah.
And
it.
Then off she went to Speed 2 Cruise Control.
Which is the same deal, but a boat?
But a boat,
It's a boat, right? They should have done a plane.
It's a good concept.
Yeah, Speed 2,
if
plane
it goes
control.
Below, if it goes below 12 knots, and everyone goes, how fast does that knot?
I don't know what that is.
Well,
has anyone got
an eyeball
a knotted
it.
Rope?
It's not like a real Speedo. You just got to...
Yeah. And we're also not going to run out of ocean anytime soon. We can just sort of like... There's a lot out there.
But also, it'd be difficult because it'd be either your speed relative to... The current in the water you're going, or your speed.
Oh, we're talking nautical knots, or
you'd be doing it as measured in the water or as measured on GPS. You'd have to specify that before you gave your demands about the about the bomb.
Yeah, you're giving me a lot to think about.
Yeah. Hey, if that bus had exploded while they were on it halfway through the movie, that would have been a shit movie. That would have been the one thing that we didn't want to happen.
This is the one thing we didn't want to happen.
This comes to us from KSNW News in Kansas.
Kuznoir.
The Kuznoir.
Kuznoir.
Kuznoir. Bless you. Kansas man finds live grenade in garage. No, thank you.
What's that all about?
Put it back where you found it.
Oh, yeah. Don't worry. You're going to get some very good answers as to why this man had a live grenade in his garage.
And then when your kids find it, put that back where you found it.
Yeah.
When I found it, my dad told me to put it back, and I'm telling you.
Yeah.
And you'll tell your kids one day. A man in Hoisington found a live grenade in his garage Wednesday morning. According to the Hoisington Police Department, around 10:30 a.m. they received a call from the man stating that while cleaning out his garage in the 500 block of East 1st Street, he found a hand grenade. The HPD said when officers arrived on the scene, it was confirmed that the hand grenade was live with the pin still in it. How do you know it's live? They're not like decorative.
From looking.
Yeah. Give it a little tap.
Yep.
Sounds like gunpowder inside. Also, don't be such a pussy. It's sat there for so long.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's fine. It's still got the pin in it.
Go to a field and take the pin out and chuck it.
Yeah.
Oh my
God. Really fun.
Free hand grenade.
You go to your nearest gas station, you spend $10 on a case of beer, you call up 10 friends, you go down to the local park,
you set up
some fold-out chairs.
Yeah, you fundraise for a good charity as to who gets to throw the grenade.
Oh my God, yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think you need to do like a little working bee beforehand, get some scrap wood together, maybe put together like a bit of
your hard rubbish. Throw your hard rubbish all in a pile. Get it done.
that couch bed frame? No one's going to take off your hands.
Got any pets that are on the way out?
Oh, come on.
Grandma doesn't have many years left in her.
It's how she would want to go.
She's alive and she has a say in it. But
yeah.
Please hit. Destroy me with the hand grenade.
Now, in fairness, I think if that's the situation, you got to let Grandma pull the pin, right?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, like, it's not. I think it's very disrespectful to put Grandma on the pile of hard rubbish and be like, just hold on there for a minute while we all retreat back here and someone's going to piff something at you.
Opens you up to all sorts of legal issues.
Yeah, well, I mean...
Well, she's done it, yeah.
But is it still assisted dying if she's holding it but you pull the pin out and then run away?
I really think that in the future we are going to expand the realms of assisted death into some really fun directions.
Have some fun with it.
It's a human right. It's a human right that I'm on my way out. Look, my body's fucked.
Yeah. My brain, not so good.
Yeah. My hands have gone with arthritis to a completely calcified state. Only good for one thing. Holding on to a grenade for as long as I can.
I think it would feel pretty good to do a big whack of heroin and then pull the pin on a hand grenade. You know?
Mm.
Yeah.
As far as
we'll check that
to
in
go,
the options.
I'd probably just have one or two beers and then pull the pin on the hand grenade, but I don't know.
Hey,
I've lived a full life.
Look, as far as...
You've never tried heroin, though, have you?
That is true.
How full can it be?
A lot of cool people doing heroin these days.
What if you do have the big whack of heroin and your last thought is, that's not for me.
Not that good.
Boom.
I'd like the visual on like grandma's sitting in like a lawn chair and she's just sort of sitting there and she's smiling and waving.
Yeah. And you're 400 meters away.
Yeah, you're in a bunker. You're lying
you're
down
like
behind sandbags.
Binoculars on.
Field glasses out.
In a foxhole. Yep.
There's a little puff of dirt, and then 3 seconds later,
she's
a tear
gone,
falls
you know?
From your eye.
She's in Valhalla
Grandma,
now.
Obliterated.
Grandma is in Valhalla.
So, like we're saying, though, I mean, I get it when they're freaked about like unexploded munitions, like a big shell.
Yeah, that's scary to me. I don't know how a shell operates, whether or not it's like done its little internal spin thing that says it's far enough away from the cannon to explode, you know.
Yeah.
Grenade.
You can trust a grenade.
It's got a pin in it.
Not a problem.
Is that
doesn't matter that I have 8 chihuahuas that will put literally anything in their mouth.
Let me just have a quick looky-loo. Yep, pin's still in there.
Yeah.
Oh, look, I'm assuming that if the pin's in it, you could, like, whack it with a hammer and you'd be fine, you know?
I think there's probably a given size of hammer where that stops being true.
Like, like the kind of hammer this guy's got in his garage.
Yeah.
Regular old ball peen. He's not really going for it, but just giving it, you know, a couple of taps.
A little whack, a little tap.
Yeah. Still a grenade. Tap, tap.
Yep. The McConnell Air Force Base Explosive Ordnance Disposal Team in Wichita immediately responded when contacted by the HPD. Something to do. How many bombs do you think the Wichita DOD team is disposing of? They're probably planting grenades in people's garages just to get out, you know?
Yeah, make work by the government.
According to the HPD, the EOD team was able to collect the grenade and take it to the City of Hoisington compost site, where it was properly destroyed.
So they blew up some rubbish.
They blew up some rubbish. You know that's what they did.
Why wouldn't you, though, honestly?
I want a job at the Wichita EOD team.
Your standard grenade is not usually a making fire kind of grenade, is it?
No. No, your standard grenade has some explosives in the middle and then like a surrounding of shrapnel on the around it to kind of pierce bodies, etc.
That seems bad. War sucks.
Yeah.
Hearing it here first.
Oh,
what is it good for?
I mean, generating a lot of money, I guess.
Yeah.
I remember reading a thing once that had like a sequence of photos of a hand grenade going off, like in the desert or wherever. And it was saying, yes, there's an explosion that's this big, and then there's all of the stuff that flies out. But also, if you are like inside this range when it goes off, just the shock waves will like shred all of your internal organs and stuff anyway.
Okay.
So, you know.
Just give them a little
jiggle. Even if the... In a bad way, I take it.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Hey. Grandma, holding onto a grenade. When that thing goes off, she's going to go flying. You know who else likes to go flying? Lucy, in planes. It's time for Plainly Speaking.
This is your captain speaking. Please return your seats to their upright positions as we are coming in hot on another edition of Plainly Speaking.
I just want to backtrack slightly to point out that at no point in that article did they suggest any reason as to why that man might have found a
live
grenade.
They're just like,
garage.
Oh, no worries, we'll pick it up.
It's a beautiful mystery. Like, sometimes some questions are better left unanswered.
Motherfucker, it's your garage. Where did it come from?
Are you renting? Like, where was this? Your landlord just painted over it?
That's probably what it was.
It's painted up against the wall.
Is it the first time you've ever cleaned your garage?
I feel like I know every item inside my garage. Not to kind of show off or anything, but...
Mm.
Like, not off the top of my head, but seeing them in sequence.
Not me.
Oh, yeah, that one...
That's a man's
like
domain.
Anyway, a Ryanair passenger described her terror as she and 22 other passengers were locked in a corridor with no way out for half an hour while their flight took off without them.
You flew Ryanair.
It's part of the experience.
Did you read
the
terms
ticket,
of service?
Take the ride.
After showing their boarding passes and passports at the gate for their London Stansted to Zagreb flight on Monday, January the 2nd, the passengers were filed into a corridor where both doors at both ends were locked.
Like on the jet bridge?
I guess
right,
so.
Now let me just check the way we came in. Click.
How about the way we would get out at the other end? Oh. Stuck in a windowless corridor with no way out, the panicked passengers resorted to banging on the walls and screaming for help.
Yeah, it's probably where I'd start to.
Yeah.
Hey! Ah!
Ah!
I'd start with a polite knock. Because I'm
me.
Hey, hello?
Don't mean to inconvenience you. I have been in here for 17 hours.
If you're not busy, my plane just left.
Yeah, I mean, I, like, personally, I would start with clearing my throat near the door before the knock.
Yeah. Shuffling my feet really loudly so that they can tell that I'm there.
Doing a little whistling. Been in here a while, I would announce to the room, you know. After half an hour, they made the decision to pull the fire alarm and were rescued, but the flight had already departed with all the bags on board.
That is an astonishing amount of patience for a group of people who cannot wait 5 seconds after the plane has stopped before standing up before
the fasten seatbelt sign
has gone off.
I like that Ryanair hasn't noticed 22 passengers were missing. Checked
23?
In. 23 checked in. Not on the plane.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3. Ah.
The same
sick of this
flight
counting.
Attendants that checked them in on the plane are like, huh, that's weird. A quarter of the seats are empty. Oh, well.
Guess they all got cold feet on the runway. Oh, well.
You know what? I'm staying in London.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck Zagreb. Problem.
I will never go to Zagreb.
Ryanair said that the issue was caused by a human error by handling staff.
Yeah, I reckon.
Yeah, they locked the door.
locked the door.
23 human error.
The problem began when we locked both of the doors. It seems like it's kind of the beginning and the end of the problem, right? Davina Raval, 33, told My London, quote,
"Everything was going fine. I was at the gate with plenty of time to spare and I joined the back of a queue. We showed our passes and passport, then we were led down an escalator where I joined a queue in an L-shaped corridor. This was about half an hour before our flight was due to take off, so we waited for 10 to 15 minutes before we started looking at each other, thinking something was wrong."
15 minutes of standing in a locked corridor before the wheels start turning.
You guys feel like we've been here for a while.
It's those weird, awkward looks you do when something's going on to other people. You're like, this is a bit weird.
Little shoulder shrug.
Little eyebrow raise.
Do you think?
Is that normal? We'll ask. She continued, quote,
"The door at the front of the corridor was shut. We'd been waiting for them to open, expecting we'd then be taken to the plane from there. With people starting to panic, we decided to go back to the door we came through to ask the staff what the holdup was, but we found that door was also locked."
Like you said, Theo.
15 minutes.
Okay, we better look into this other one. At this point, real panic started to set in the group. Davina said, quote,
"People were banging on the walls, calling for help. It felt like we were being held hostage or something. There were kids crying and the whole place became really claustrophobic. I dread to think what would have happened if someone had had a heart attack or something."
I mean, you're only there for half an hour.
That's true of nearly all situations.
Of any situation, it would be bad if someone had a heart attack.
Hey, check out being inside another tube that you can't escape. An air flight.
Yeah. Air flight.
An air...
A plane flight. An air journey.
You think a heart attack is scary? Imagine flying through the air.
No, I mean, imagine having a heart attack on the plane.
On the plane.
Yeah, but sorry, it's just because you sound like
such assholes about this.
You're from the 1870s describing... Imagine if it happens during aero travel.
You sounded like one of the Wright brothers describing it to the other one for the first time.
We have invented air flight.
It is soaring above.
For hundreds of years, man has done ground flight.
Oh. After half an hour, someone made the decision to pull the fire alarm, at which point Davina said a member of staff arrived and asked them what they were doing stuck in the corridor.
Hey, what the fuck are you guys doing?
You freaks.
What are you doing here?
Why are you standing around in a windowless L-shaped corridor?
Get out of there.
Making small talk about how you got to see Zagreb Cathedral.
Do you guys like it in here or something?
There's nowhere to go in here. What, you morons?
You're meant to be on a plane.
It's on the way to Zagreb.
Guys, we're going to need you to clear the corridor. We're putting people through here for flights.
Can you get out of the way?
I know you love it in here so much, but you can't spend all day standing in this corridor.
If you guys stay in here all day, you're going to miss your air flight. Davina said, quote,
at that point, I was just shocked that I haven't realized we were there. We were told the plane had left without us. From there, we were sent traipsing around the airport for 3 hours as we found that all of our luggage had been sent to Zagreb without us. The worst part was we didn't even get so much as a sorry. Everyone was absolutely furious.
They were just like, what the fuck are you doing in here?
Why were you hanging out in the corridor, you freaks?
Seems like a real you problem.
Again, I enjoy the concept of Ryanair in the same way that I enjoy Karen's Diner, in that it's gone so far beyond like a lack of...
Like they're doing a Karen's Diner experience, but they're doing a bit planes.
Of like, okay, obviously you're paying nothing to go on this flight, so let's just see how bad we can make this.
Yeah, why don't you pay with your feelings?
Yeah. Stinky little freaks.
The passengers were put in a nearby hotel overnight and put on the next flight, which was at 6 a.m. on Tuesday, January the 3rd. Davina said one woman stuck in the corridor missed a job interview, while another family were split in half, half of them on the plane and half stuck in the corridor.
And at no point was this, like, flagged on the plane? Like,
I'd be
hey,
my wife isn't here.
My wife's in a corridor, I think, still.
I think they were just like, sit down. You sit the fuck down and we are taking the plane off.
If I hear the word corridor come out of your mouth one more fucking time, you're going out the emergency exit.
We're
going
to turn around and nobody's going to Zagreb. You like that?
Quote,
we were given an hotel, a £20 food voucher, and put on the next flight, but it all adds up. The people who were picking me up from Zagreb on the other side have had to take extra days off work. Other people who were stuck in the corridor have missed connecting flights. The whole thing has been so stressful,
Davina said.
£20 is kind of shit.
Isn't £20 like, $200?
Like yeah.
Every time I hear a pound, I'm like, ooh.
Yeah, that's lobster dinner.
That's 25%
of the Ryanair budget. That's
yeah.
I'm shocked that they got £20 on a hotel room from Ryanair.
Honestly, how much did your flight cost? You probably made a profit here. Night at the hotel and £20 food voucher.
The Ryanair execs are going, well, if we get one more L-shaped corridor incident, we're insolvent.
The plan is simple. When I walk into the corridor, I accidentally lock the door behind me on the way through, and then I rush to the front of the line and accidentally lock it as I try to go through. They give me a hotel stay, $20 voucher, bam. That's money. That's cash money.
That's how you make profits. A hack.
It also kind of seems that the £20 voucher is the apology. So
I wouldn't mind hearing
that's what the money's
words,
for.
Like, as well.
Yeah, that's what...
Sorry, we locked you in a corridor.
Like, hey, it was our mistake that you got locked in an L-shaped windowless corridor.
And missed your flight, even though your family was begging, please, my wife, she's in a corridor.
The plane was mostly empty because you weren't on there, even though you had checked in.
Well, what do you want us to do? We're all the way up here. Your wife's down there. She will never get to Zagreb.
She's doing stairs.
Imagine imagine being made to sign one of those agreement, like a no fault agreement from the airline. It's like, you know, I acknowledge that Ryanair bears no responsibility and did nothing wrong.
They don't even need it. They don't even need it for like insurance reasons or whatever. They just make the package. You say it was your fault.
They're like giving you a pen and holding the £20 voucher. Like, do you want? Squibbly wobblies for dinner or whatever the fuck we
got. Toad in a hole or a pig in a swamp.
Yeah, and also everyone else loses theirs as well. This is the prisoner's dilemma.
With 23 people. And well, if all 22 of them say that you shouldn't get it, but if you say that you should.
My goodness. Well, you know, it's bad, but nobody died. You know? Stuck in a corridor for 30 minutes. Worst things have happened to people. And we're about to talk about those worst things right now on Coffin Watch. It This comes to us from Reuters. Quote, the former Colorado funeral home owner sentenced to 20 years for selling body parts.
It's called a side hustle.
It's a side hustle. Mm.
And yet, get on that grind. You're not supposed to do that?
Get up off the couch, turn off your Netflix, put your phone on silent, and start selling human remains.
20 seats on a bus, 2 seats in a Lamborghini. Whatever it is.
Beyonce and the lady selling body parts illegally have the same amount of time in the day as you.
When you engaged this funeral home, did you specify that you didn't want them to take any of your loved ones' body parts?
It's sort of an opt-out agreement.
You'd missed it there in the contract. You had to tick the box that said, I don't sell grandma's body parts, actually.
It's tricky, but it's legal.
Yeah, grandma had some nice gams. Those pegs.
Ooh.
They should still be walking around.
That's the main thing, main type of body part.
Just gams. Gams
whole
only.
Legs. Whole legs. I want some new legs on here.
I'm going to put them on some veterans of the Iraq War.
What have you got in the ladies'
sexy
medium?
Sexy gams on a war vet.
An older leg
any lady
than you.
Legs?
Need a, yeah, I need a 42 long to go with these jeans I just bought. I think if it could be done, I reckon if it could be done, those short kings who get the shin extending surgery would be doing it.
Yeah.
Because that surgery...
Less,
if you had a leggy grandma,
they'd
take that in a heartbeat.
Yeah. Those legs are pre-lengthened.
Have you guys all seen, like, in any level of detail what that leg lengthening surgery involves?
Is that real?
You smash them with hammers.
It's real.
And then you
real.
Sort of like stretch them out on one of those medieval torture racks.
Yeah.
Yeah. They like...
get them in the soft taffy machine.
And like... Now, to my knowledge, it seems like having, you know, both of your shins broken is pretty traumatic and a bad time for people. And it seems no different when it's done as an opt-in surgery. Like, people with these, like, purple legs, all mangled
and
everything.
You want to be told that bad?
Yeah.
Fighting infections and everything. And at the end, they're like, that's right, I'm 1.8 inches taller.
And I look silly because my body's out of proportion and I've got this little torso.
Yeah.
These big, long legs.
But look, I'm as tall as this lovely lady I hired to stand next to me. So now who looks foolish? Also, where do they get the extra bones from? Is there, like, someone, like, up? Someone waking up in a bathtub full of ice? Oh, man, last night was fucked. Hang on.
I feel like I don't need bones.
Are my legs 3 inches shorter than last night?
Yeah, and unfortunately, you spent $200,000 on surgery that makes you look like Kirby walking on a set of stilts.
Oh, man. I just found an article of a guy who paid £85,000 to get 3 inches added to his height.
And I bet he looks like shit.
I bet women still won't have sex with him. You know, he's like, what the fuck? What the hell?
Yeah. Now, what we should be doing is paying women to get that surgery so they could step on me.
Is there any chance you could add anywhere between 3 and 200 inches to this woman's height?
Yeah, I got the.
I know she'll get an inch
surgery
from the shoes, but it's not enough.
Anyway, back to the funeral home where we're selling the legs that will be used by little guys.
That's right.
A former Colorado funeral homeowner was sentenced to 20 years in federal prison on Tuesday for defrauding relatives of the dead by dissecting 560 corpses and selling body parts without permission.
That's halfway to that Rob Zombie movie.
More than halfway.
More than halfway. A little over halfway to that Rob Zombie movie.
I thought 20 years is a lot of time, but 521 bodies or whatever?
560.
That's not that many, like, per corpse.
No. If you put it on a per corpse basis, which is how we should be measuring it.
Yeah that's right. Yeah.
So I'm trying to figure out here, Ben,
That's 13 days actually, per corpse.
13 days per corpse. I mean...
Hold on, though.
I could do that time.
Well, all right, let's get a few paragraphs down, and then we're going to circle back to this, okay?
I'll never get a few paragraphs down.
Megan Hess, 46, pleaded guilty to fraud in July. She operated a funeral home, Sunset Mesa, and a body parts entity, Donor Services.
That's from the name same of her, building. Her golem that rips the body parts. Oh, here's my body parts entity.
The name of David Cronenberg's first movie. From the same building in Montrose, Colorado. The 20-year term was the maximum allowed under law. You know you've been naughty when they give you the maximum, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know you've been a... Yeah. Now you've been a bad funeral home owner.
Yeah.
You've been a little funeral baddie.
Yeah, that's too many body parts.
Straight to the save some for the rest of us, you know?
Yeah.
Mm.
Little greedy.
Well, I think,
you got greedy.
No, I think the problem was that she was, because she was giving them to other people.
Well. Her 69-year-old mother, Shirley Koch, nice, also pleaded guilty to fraud and was sentenced to 15 years. Well, that's ooh, the end of you, Shirley. I mean,
treat myself to a little death in jail.
Yep, going away at 70 for 15 years. That's what a great way to round it out.
Yeah, she's going to have to choose which gang she's going to join in there, but I don't know if the Aryan Nation is necessarily going to take someone that old.
Who knows?
A lot of ageism in the Aryan Nation.
I bet there is.
Apparently, the mother's central role was chopping up the bodies.
Get your 69-year-old mum in there on the body chopper. Come on, give her a break.
Be a good fucking daughter and you do the chopping. Don't make your mum do the labour.
It has a real kind of old Polish mother making sausages vibe to me. Just really, really putting some elbow grease into it, you know? Quote, Hess and Koch used their funeral home at times to essentially steal bodies and body parts using fraudulent and forged donor forms, prosecutor Tim Neff said in a court filing. Hess and Koch's conduct caused immense emotional pain for the families and next of kin. Yeah, well. Yeah. The federal case was triggered by a 2016 to 2018 Reuters investigative series about the sale of body parts in the United States, a virtually unregulated industry. Formal workers,
they should regulate
Reuters,
that, just personally.
Yeah,
you
should,
like,
regulate that.
I know we're a bunch of big
Americans
government
hate
minis,
regulation.
But...
We're a bunch of statist, fascist fucks. I know that. I know that we love licking the boot, but maybe regulate the body parts industry.
Yeah. Maybe you just want to be checking in on it from time to time.
One guy who has a tiny windowless office in Washington, D.C., who goes around being like, whoop. Actually, that is clause 4F. You can't sell someone's grandma's legs to a short king, I'm afraid.
We need just a couple of the Hans Brixes of body part auditing. Remember the 2000s?
No.
Okay.
Former workers told Reuters that Hess and Koch conducted unauthorized dismemberments of bodies, and a few weeks after a 2018 story was published, the FBI raided the business.
That's a hell of a concept, authorized dismemberment.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, you got the go-ahead on that one. You got that form signed.
You basically go can't stop me at this point.
Is this for, like, organ donation? Like,
it has to be.
They're just faking that someone said yes to being an organ donor? I don't know. Or
they just,
I think
they're
just
skipping the process entirely. They're just being like, hey, got your organs here.
Sometimes chopping up a body is its own reward.
Do it
sometimes
for the love
it's
of the game.
The money that you get in exchange.
In their filing, prosecutors stressed the, quote, macabre nature, end quote. And I think they were doing like a Vincent Price face when they said that, rubbing their hands together.
Yeah.
Making a little thunderclap go off on the sound effect. The macabre nature of Hess's scheme, and described it as one of the most significant body parts cases in recent U.S. history. Quote, this is the most emotionally draining case I have ever experienced on the bench, U.S. District Judge Christine M. Arguello said during Tuesday's sentencing hearing in Grand Junction, Colorado. It's concerning to the court that defendant Hess refuses to assume any responsibility for her conduct.
What's the problem? What's the crime?
That rocks.
No one else was
explain
him
to me what I did wrong. You can't, can you? You can't.
Oh, boy. Hess's lawyer said that she has unfairly been vilified as a, quote, witch, a, quote, monster, and a, quote, ghoul. When instead she is a, quote, broken human being whose conduct can be attributed to a traumatic brain injury at age 18.
Oh, my God.
It's actually a trauma response.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. The traumatic brain injury at 18 to dismembering bodies and selling the parts on the black market at 46 pipeline is real.
That's yeah, right. I could say it's one person.
And her mum.
And her mum. And her mum.
Yeah.
What's her mum's problem,
her
mom then?
Also, get the bonk.
Guilt.
She had
guilt. She had a couple of drinks while she was pregnant. Now she can't shake the feeling that she's somehow responsible.
It was that one cigarette I had.
Yeah. Oh well, time for the bone sores.
In court on Tuesday, Hess declined to speak to the judge. Talk to the hand.
Yeah.
Coke told the judge she was sorry and took responsibility for her actions. Oopsies.
Oops.
A genuine Bunta Vista Ukadufa moment.
That's right. The first of the year.
First official Ukadufa moment. 26 victims described their horror at discovering what had happened to their loved ones. Quote, "Our sweet mother, they dismembered her," Aaron Smith said. "Selling her shoulders, knees, and feet for profit."
It's a fucked up thing to sell someone's shoulders.
To whom?
Who's buying?
To whom?
Just why?
Want an extra pair stacked on top.
What do you...
Look, I do a lot of... I do an... you have no idea how much shrugging I do. And...
The shrug miles on this body?
Is this because people can't afford, like, healthcare in America? And they're doing their own, like, knee replacement?
I don't
like, replacing the knee?
Doing a clean swap on shoulders. I don't fully understand.
Where do you start? Where do you finish?
I think they might be for medical experimentation.
Oh.
Okay.
Or it's for a clean swap on shoulders.
Like, it's not a cool item to have, like, in a jar. Like, a brain, maybe, if you're a weirdo. But you're not just having, like, a jar of shoulders.
A jar of knees.
Oh, not modular.
Like this old thing? Yeah. Some knees I picked up a while back from a very lovely lady at the markets, actually. Grand Junction,
just
Colorado.
A little curio.
A bit weird.
And, like, yes, shoulder replacement surgery is a thing, but they don't put someone else's shoulders in there.
No.
And that's where
I'll go to check that. Do they?
Misunderstood.
Shoulder replacement removes damaged areas of bone and replaces them with parts made of metal and plastic. In parentheses.
But what if
implants?
You could replace them with a shoulder?
Getting those microplastics, no good.
What if you're the same shoulder type? What shoulder type are you? Oh, Z2? Yeah. Oh. Hmm.
Mine's got a kind of hinge in it.
Quote, "We don't even have a name for a crime this heinous," said Aaron Smith at the trial for a series of named crimes that they charged.
Yes.
Is it just interfering with a corpse? I think that's a crime.
Well, they said unauthorized dismemberment, you know. Don't do
ghoulery.
There it is.
Yeah. Frankensteinism.
We got rid of those ones in 1926, I think. Struck off the board.
Tina Shannon, whose mother was dismembered against her will, told the court, quote, "I've worn many masks to cover the pain. I'll never be okay."
She became the Joker.
The Joker.
The bloody...
Oh, no.
The way that sentence is worded makes it sound like her mother was alive when she was dismembered.
Yeah,
all of these would be, like, describing the relatives as the victim, which clearly they
didn't
are,
have any
right?
Will
emotional.
Anymore.
Yeah.
But...
And we would hate to minimize how unbelievably traumatic this would be.
But at the
but
same time...
But imagine if you had new shoulders. Crazy.
I feel like the victim is the grandma getting run through a bone saw.
My goodness. It is illegal in the United States to sell organs such as hearts, kidneys, and tendons for transplant. They must be donated. But selling body parts such as heads, arms, and spines, which is what Hess did for use in research or education, is not regulated by federal law.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah. We've been life here hack before, for you by the way. Was this on the Nonna Demolition episode?
There was another one.
They were just selling like buckets of spines.
I do remember
just a spine
that.
On its own,
and just like the university's buying them, but it's unregulated.
Yeah.
Well, they've got a line item for spines, and if you don't spend it all before the end of the financial year, that gets decreased next year.
They'll decrease your spine budget. Yeah. So true. you go to the markets, yep. Grand Junction, Spines Colorado. Unlimited.
End of financial year, you gotta stock up on spines.
End of financial year spine bargains.
There's a lovely lady and her mother selling like Woolworths cold bags full of spines.
And these are also the ads I'm getting on Twitter now. It's just a gif of a spine with two positions, like get your spines.
Just hoping that a predator turns up before the end of the financial year, snaps up some of those skulls and spines. Couldn't get it done. Hess committed crimes, prosecutor said, when she defrauded relatives of the deceased by lying about cremations and by dissecting bodies and selling them without permission. Yeah. The surgical training companies and other firms which bought the arms, legs, heads, and torsos from Hess did not know they had been fraudulently obtained.
Yes, you did. Said.
Yeah, they when she bought in that big wheelbarrow of torsos and heads and said, hey, ask me no questions and I'll tell you no lies.
Just don't ask, don't tell. It's just like, hey, I've got a bunch of spines to sell.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to discuss it any further. Would you like to buy them?
You're in the market.
Buying the spines, yes or no? At her funeral home, Hess charged families up to $1,000 for cremations that never occurred, prosecutors said, and she offered others free cremations in exchange for a body donation.
Well, she gave you an option. That's a deal.
That seems kind of weird. You shouldn't be... I don't want someone in a funeral home to be negotiating with me, like bartering.
Yeah.
If something's free, you're the product.
Something's free, your grandma is the product.
but also when someone says to you, I will cremate the body for free if you sign this form that says that the body is my property now.
Yeah.
That kind of has a little vibe that maybe they're not going to do the cremation, you know?
So what are you going to do with it?
I'll cremate it.
Cremate some of it.
Yeah.
Bits will be cremated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The oven's just down here underneath the dumbwaiter where the coffin goes. It'll go straight in there.
I guarantee you that the entire body won't remain uncremated.
Yeah.
That's my promise.
It's just kind of a personal bugbear of mine that I don't like to cremate things that I don't legally own. So you just sign this form, you know.
Give me your grandma.
Prosecutors said she lied to more than 200 families who received cremated ashes from bins mixed with the remains of different cadavers.
Jesus Christ.
She turned your grandma into box wine.
Mm-hmm.
You got the bin ends.
The blend, the red blend of grandma.
Oh my God. This is a real like vertical integration operation here. So taking the ones that wanted to be cremated, you give a bit of them to the grieving relatives.
Mm-hmm.
You put the rest of it sort of in the big dumpster out the back.
The parts bin. Yeah.
You take a big, long Italian nonna's dipping spatula. Fuck.
A ladle?
A ladle.
A dipping spatula.
A dipping spatula.
Yeah, I believe that got invented around the same time as the plane.
A ladle?
I am starting to think the amount of weed I smoked as a late teen.
Had I love
some
that.
Sort of event, some sort of effect on my brain. All right, so they're ladling it out there, yada yada. Fuck off.
I've invented a new utensil. I call it the dipping spatula.
Oh, incredible. Love it. Anyway, what were you doing with the dipping spatula?
Oh, we're going to put some of that in someone else's and then say it's their nonna.
Mix them all in.
They can connect the dots. Our listeners are intelligent. They don't want to be fed on a dipping spatula.
My goodness.
I'd be so mad if I paid $1,000 for the cremation.
I thought you were going to say, I'd be so mad if I paid $7.50 AU for this podcast.
That too. But you could, like, she took the body anyway. If you paid for the cremation, you're just losing money. You should have said,
Yeah, I'll you should have done the body. Yeah, the free one.
Got a bad deal.
You got fucked.
I guess it depends rude. What your personal beliefs and values are. And your, you know.
Oh, yeah, okay. I keep forgetting there are people with scruples.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
If you're scrupled, I'd love to talk to you.
Yeah. Hmm. If you're scrupulous, get in touch.
Hmm.
How are your scroops going? Oh, boy. Being mad that you paid $1,000 for a cremation that did not happen and you were then given a mixed up bunch of other people's ashes. It's only natural to be mad about that. And in fact, there's other stuff in nature. Like Nature Corner.
Country roads take me home to the place I belong. Built in this Nature Corner, rubber craft, sit my
from WJRT News in Michigan, the Wurger. Swan stuck in ice, rescued from Oakland County Lake. Phew.
Nice. Phew. Yeah.
A hovercraft from the Oakland County Sheriff's Office search and rescue team helped rescue a swan that got stuck in newly formed ice
on the
Ryan Township Lake.
What kind of hovercraft?
You know, just like the little hovercraft that you might have.
Yeah, you know the hovercraft that your police have worldwide?
Yeah.
Your local police?
Scaring the fuck out of that swan. Can't run away.
Killing wildlife.
The sheriff's office said the swan got stuck to the ice on Voorhees Lake.
Oh my God. That is a
residents
grim
around the lake. Residents.
Imagine you're a 14th century peasant. You go outside and there's this swan stuck to the ice, just howling, whacking its head back.
It is going to be a very long winter. That's what people sounded like.
I
back
may
then,
as well kill myself now.
At the ripe old age of 13.
Our hovercraft is
my
just like a boat.
Yeah, it's like got an air mat, an air
that's
cushion.
A real
it's not
down.
Like. Were you picturing like like a maglev?
Why
like,
they call it a hovercraft?
Like a command yeah.
Doesn't
conquer,
hover. Just
yeah.
a boat.
It does hover. Well,
it does
on
hover.
A cushion of air. Yeah. It's like a fan like boat, but
it's sort of like
a little bit
ground
detached.
Flying, yeah. sort of.
If you wanna picture a hovercraft, simply picture the vehicle that Jackie Chan broke his ankle jumping onto in the 1995 yep. Movie Rumble in the Bronx.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Haven't seen.
Yep.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then they made him a little rubber case to put over his cast on his ankle that was painted on the outside to look like his sneaker so he could keep doing stunts with a broken ankle.
That's nice of them.
It's a fun fact.
What a guy, you know?
Yeah. Could have given
oh,
him a
no.
break.
This swan is stuck. The swans are crying. The swans are crying again. Authorities came to investigate on Thursday and found the swan still trapped.
Oh my God.
getting out there 24 hours later.
If I come back here tomorrow and you're still thrashing around like the most depressing fucking thing I've ever seen, I'm getting you out of there.
Then I'll know.
Today I got a haircut booked.
Authorities, the Lake Orion Fire Department requested the Sheriff's Office hovercraft to help with the rescue. Quote, our team always rises to the occasion to rescue anyone or anything in distress, said Oakland County Sheriff Michael Bouchard. Like, don't write checks that you can't cash.
You saved a swan.
Yeah.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Yeah.
Don't
I promise you this. I promise you this. If there is a swan in distress, we will save it tomorrow.
I was more concerned that he said that they would rescue anyone or anything in distress. Like,
yeah.
what if something supernatural needs rescuing?
Right. What if a ghoul comes?
What if a Freddy Krueger needs rescuing?
What if Osama bin Laden came back to life and he needed to be rescued?
Yeah, would you help him?
Would you
rescue him?
Would you rescue a little baby Hitler?
the Lake Orion Fire Department. Pro-Hitler.
Yeah.
Quote, I'm proud of their efforts and optimistic that an animal rehabilitator will be able to nurse this swan back to full health to be released. I don't know. I reckon just knock it on the head at that point.
He's too traumatized. 24 hours on the ice.
How much rehabilitation one swan deal with?
I don't
know.
But I think, again, for superstitious reasons, you're not allowed to bonk
a swan. Yeah, don't kill the swan. That seems like insanely bad luck to tap a swan on the head with a hammer.
If the swan is crying, the winter will be long. But if you can make him laugh again, your harvest will be plentiful.
This man's got that swan hugging like a goose.
$7.50 a month.
That's right.
Rescue
unless it's gone up again for reasons we can't determine. $8.50. We don't know why the price keeps changing. We're not changing anything.
Is it the exchange rate?
I think it's the exchange rate.
I think it's the exchange rate.
All right. We're free. We're not guilty.
We didn't can't do fucking shit.
AUD.
We didn't do shit.
It's a bull market. It's a bear market.
Yeah. It's inflation.
It's bearish.
Inflated the price, making it big and round.
Yeah.
The bear's chasing the bull. Rescuers use the hovercraft to break up ice around the swan in hopes of providing it a path to swim free. How much of the trauma that is resulting in this swan needing to be rehabilitated is due to being stuck in the ice, and how much is due to a group of sheriffs doing donuts around it in a hovercraft?
Like a 125 decibel motor.
Yeah.
Can you pour some warm water on it?
Just the vet being like, this is interesting. Just from early signs, it looks like it's suffered 200 separate incidents of near misses of a hovercraft.
When they realized the swan couldn't get out alone, rescuers covered it with a blanket and brought it aboard the hovercraft. Little swan wrapped in one of those silver hypothermia blankets.
Oh my god. Can you imagine? And it's up like front and center of the hovercraft, having the time of its life, wrapped up in a little blanket. They've probably given the swan a name at that point.
Giving it a little cuddle, probably. Keep it warm.
I would be the swan cuddler on that team.
Yeah.
Get over here. Cuddle that swan. Yes, sir.
You're at a barbecue and you get a phone call. Sorry, babe. Duty call.
You know, needed.
Yeah, you knew what you were getting into. You married me.
There's a cold swan out there. I don't give a fuck that it's your birthday.
Oakland County's number one swan comforter.
You'll have to look over grandma's funeral notice yourself. Make sure it is free of ambiguity. I've got a swan to cuddle.
My goodness. The swan appeared to have a leg injury and was turned over to Oakland County Animal Control for treatment. Animal control officers likely will send the swan to an animal rescue group for rehabilitation. I'm just really imagining that they got the swan and the fire department left and they went, well, snap. The swan's fucked.
Thanks for that.
Yeah.
Oh, I got a friend who's a vet nurse. Who listens to the show. Hi, Clem. And she's just like, oh, people got no idea how much of your day you spend just putting animals down out the back.
Yeah. Just animal killing.
Well, because people bring birds in and they go, I rescued this bird with a broken wing. And they're like, just leave it with us.
Yeah.
And they
make walk it work out and they're me. Like,
we'll do, yeah.
We're going to put that pigeon in a big house with lots of friends.
Yeah.
Gonna put him. He's going to be resting on a big pillow, you know?
Snap.
Folks, that's it for us. Congratulations on making it to the end of an episode of a podcast.
You did it. You followed through on something.
You did it.
I know all the podcasts now are half an hour long because everyone has ADHD, so thank you.
Yeah, we're the first podcast that says, I don't want you if you have ADHD. Fuck off. People who can focus only.
In fairness, I think, what's his name? Dan Carlin, the hardcore history guy, has had that market cornered for years with his 4-hour-long podcast episode.
Too much. That's too long.
We could only manage like 3 hours 20 or something. And then we said, this is too much podcasting.
Hey, stop making 3-hour movies.
If Down Round's not long enough for you, but if your Kickstarter sucks is too long for you, baby.
I think YKS just need to decide what the length of their episodes are.
They'll figure it out.
They've only been doing it 45 minutes? Is it 6 hours?
What is that podcast about anyway?
I think it's about Kickstarters.
Well, that's it, everybody. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Yeah. Sorry, just your inflection made it seem like you were going to say something else.
It did, didn't it? Happy New Year, folks. And we'll see you in 2024. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This is the bonus episode for the year. Enjoy it.
Sorry. We're sleepy.
We're going on holiday.